cloudy sky. It's 84 right now. This is the Paragon News at 5 o'clock. It's all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atha. An Elk City man died Sunday morning after being involved in a one-vehicle accident in Carter County. According to the Oklahoma Highway Patrol, 44-year-old Dustin Pittman was traveling southbound on U.S. Highway 77 in a 2008 Pontiac G6 when he departed the road to the right and hit an embankment. Pittman was pronounced dead at the scene by the Southern Oklahoma Ambulance Service. OHP said that Pittman's condition was apparently normal. However, he was not wearing a seatbelt at the time of the mishap. OHP also said the cause of the collision remains under investigation. After being a victim of a ransomware attack, Lucky Star Casinos in Western Oklahoma are slowly reopening. According to a post on Lucky Star Casino's official Facebook page, the facilities at Concho, Clinton, and Watonga have reopened to the public. The casino's other locations, which are ran by the Cheyenne Arapaho tribes, still remain closed at this time. Those locations include the Lucky Star in Hammond. The incident came to light when casino officials issued a statement late last month that confirmed that the casinos were victims of a ransomware attack but did not reveal what the hackers were demanding. Experts say since almost all the games at casinos now are computerized in some way or another, hackers use ransomware in order to hold the casino's mainframe hostage. Not always, but sometimes personal information can be compromised as well. In their statement, Lucky Star says they do not know if personal information was compromised, but did say that their insurance company is providing credit monitoring services for 12 months. It is unclear if the casino gave in to the hackers' demands. However, officials have said that the FBI has been contacted. The Elk City Commission is scheduled to meet in regular session tomorrow night. Highlights on the agenda include the commission to consider a collective bargaining agreement between the City of Elk City and the Fraternal Order of Police Lodge 221. The commission will also consider a lease agreement between the city and Elk City Motocross Park LLC for the lease of the motocross property. Later in the meeting, the commission will consider revising the lease agreement between the city and the Elk City Golf and Country Club, which, if approved, directs the city to pay additional operations and maintenance costs of the golf course grounds. The Elk City Commission meeting is scheduled to start at 7 o'clock inside City Hall. The Clinton City Council will also meet in regular session tomorrow night. Items the council will consider include condemning property in the 1700 block of Walton Road, a resolution stating its support for the development of U.S. Bicycle Route 66, accepting and possibly awarding bids for mowers for the street department. While acting as the Public Works Authority, the council will also receive updates on the Clinton Lake Water Treatment Plan, including an update on the ongoing emergency repairs to the wastewater and water facilities. The facilities took on damage during the extreme cold weather back in February. Tomorrow's Clinton City Council meeting in City Hall is scheduled to start at 5:30. In state news, an Oklahoma death row inmate who was fighting to overturn his death sentence for a 1999 killing in Oklahoma City has died. 64-year-old Jimmy Dean Harris died Wednesday at a hospital from long-term health problems. Harris was sentenced to death for the fatal shooting of his wife's boss at an Oklahoma City transmission shop. Harris shot and killed Merrill Taylor on September 1st of 1999 at Amco Transmissions, where Harris had gone to confront his wife. Harris was originally sentenced to death in 2001, but an appeals court threw out that sentence because of a mistake by the trial judge. A second jury chose death in 2005, but Harris was still challenging the sentence after the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Denver found fault with the retrial attorney. The Federal Appeals Court ordered the case back to Oklahoma City Federal Court for an evidentiary hearing and review over whether Harris's attorney should have asked for a pretrial hearing on whether he had an intellectual disability that made him ineligible for the death penalty. That hearing had been scheduled for January. Executions have been on hold in Oklahoma since a drug mix-up during a scheduled lethal injection in 2015. Recapping our top story, an Elk City man dies in an accident in Carter County over the weekend. Once again, cloudy, 84 outside. This has been the Paragon News at 5 o'clock. It's all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atha.